Barkley, Van Camp, and Robbins. They take the biggest stories of the day, cut through the nonsense, and say the quiet part out loud.
The rebuilding process is already well underway in Iran.
Yeah.
I don't know. Everybody's looking for an exit strategy right now, though. I don't know what's going on. All I know is somebody has had it with Arabic music.
That was a good transition, man.
Had it.
MVR, weekdays 11 till 2 on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620. Informative, local, dependable.
Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Tonight it's very clear as we're both lying here. There's so many things I want to say.
Speakers are asked to refrain from abusive or profane remarks, disruptive outbursts.
See, come that's on. The problem. Your forked tongue gets you in trouble. Just like,
no,
you
it does not.
If you don't know who I am, close your mouth. Something's going to fly in your mouth.
You're going to have to be quiet when I'm talking. I'm sorry. I'm not going to do the insubordination.
This is not transparent, open government.
I have never said you were psychotic, though you may be.
I don't know that I care for the narrative.
Well, Stephen, I certainly didn't mean to hurt your feelings or anybody else's, or to imply that any one of us is not doing what...
I'm not a maiden who needs to be saved from my feelings.
Wonderful, thank you.
Love can touch us one time and last for a lifetime.
Let me first thank Maisha, Leroy, Claire Long, Latanya for a very successful summer youth employment program. I think we had over 700 young people to put in their application to want to work in the community that they grew up in and to get jobs. And I've said, you know, it's the greatest economic development thing that we can do, that we invest a small amount of money and we get an ROI and young people get jobs. And I think year to date, and Claire, if she's here, can help me, that there are 42 young people who now work here in Escambia County with full-time benefits and a job because they started in our summer intern program. And
so, you know me, I just, you know, if I have a thought and it nags at me and it nags at me, eventually I can't stop it from coming out. And that's where I'm at on the summer youth employment program for Escambia County. Lumen May touts it a lot, you know. Talks about how essential it is, these kids getting them jobs. 42 of the summer youth interns have matriculated into full-time jobs in Escambia County, which seems like a very good thing. But the problem with government projects in general is you see the one that happens and you don't see the stuff that didn't happen with that money that could have been done in other ways, or with what would have happened if that money had never come into the government's bank account in the first place and, you know, would have been spent over here on you buying a hammer or going out to eat or buying an extra gallon of gas or a gallon of milk or whatever. You know, like, it's always Frederick Bastiat, this French political economist in the 1800s, always had the idea of the seen and the unseen. And the problem is that you see a certain result and it's easy to point to that as a good thing. And what you don't see is the opportunity cost. You don't see the thing that didn't happen, the next best alternative, which might, in fact, have been an even better alternative to do with that government money or with that government spending. It's not that I'm opposed to having kids, you know, learn skills and get job training and become full-time employees. That seems like a good thing. But there were some things that he said in the course of touting this summer youth employment program that just... Again, the logic instructor in me chafes at bad reasoning, and we'll talk about it here for a second. But I know this is going to make me sound like a curmudgeon, and I'll allow it for now. But hear me out. Here we go.
But it's a joy to me to see young people who didn't know how to fill out an application, didn't know what a resume was, who have never been gainfully employed, to come and to be mentored by our staff.
Okay. Yes, and I think what the staff does with these kids is great. I think for the kids learning basic skills, learning how to look people in the eye and shake a hand and dress properly, it's kind of like the Blazer Academy for the sheriff. That's all wonderful. It does make me kind of wonder, and I don't think I'm going too far out on a limb here, to wonder why aren't they learning this stuff in the school? This seems like a school funding program, not an Escambia County funding program. This would be the Pam Childers kind of question of, it's not that this isn't good for developing people in our community and so forth, but is this the right funding source for it? You know, I think Lumen might say, I don't care where the money comes from as long as we're doing the good thing. Well, yeah. I mean, doing the good thing is good, but the money coming from the right place is also good.
You know, when we talk about economic development and the multiplier effect, at one time we could not find workers, whether it be EMS, paramedics, correction officers, and we were offering $2,000 worth of incentives for people to come work with no retention rate for them to stay working. The great thing about this, the participants did not make $2,000, but they received thousands of dollars worth of training in those that we employ because they've gone through the training and they understand municipal service and government service, they tend to stay here. So, I mean, we're well beyond 40 people who probably would have left this county and moved far away had they not got a job and they have the opportunity to pay sales tax, MSTU, MSBUs, property taxes, rent, and be positive contributors and to help to our economic development.
Okay. Here, I start to have some thoughts. First of all, why can't we have job training programs go on in private business? I mean, the government could fund them. They don't have to be government jobs. Why does the government have to be the one that's providing the training? You know, again, I see what I see, which is a good outcome, but why couldn't this be kind of a fund that people would apply for to subsidize interns that come into all kinds of jobs in the county? And then you'd have people learning a trade that might be outside of government skill, and might be something that a private employer would like to be able to hire people, but they feel like the minimum wage doesn't justify it or something like that. I mean, you know, it could be a funding source as opposed to an actual jobs program. And then keep in mind this idea about, you know, the people who would otherwise move away for jobs elsewhere. Now I start to get confused because on the one hand, we're supposed to believe that these people, kids, okay, who get jobs in the county for the summer youth program are able to go to other communities with their skills and get jobs in other places, but instead we're keeping them here. I thought these were the kids that couldn't figure out how to fill out a resume and were needing the mentorship and the basic training and the soft skills that they did not have. And it seems like at least we're either talking about a conflict of perspective or we're talking about two different population groups. Are we doing this as a kind of social benefit for these kids, remedial soft skills education so they can be employable? Or are we talking about people who do have alternatives to go elsewhere and move away and get jobs, but we're enticing them to stay here because they already have those skills and they don't need to learn those things? And I don't know which group we're talking about, but he seems to be claiming both objectives or both benefits in a single population group, which cannot both be true. We'll come back to this in a second. PJ has traffic on the fives.
Trevor's brought to you by Florida West Economic Development Alliance, working to create high-wage jobs and private capital investment that grow Escambia County's tax base. Taking a look at the big board, there is a vehicle crash in Roblox, Pine Forest Road at West 9 Mile. Also, a vehicle crash with injuries in Roblox, Gulf Beach Highway at Jamaica Street. No Roblox there. Also, a vehicle crash, Orion Parker Boulevard at Navarre Parkway in Navarre. Roadway is blocked, and that's just east of the Navarre Beach Causeway, so use caution. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, PJ. 437-1620. Oh, I am going to forget to do this if I don't do it right now, so let me pause the conversation about the jobs program in Escambia County and mention that we have tickets to give away. For this Saturday's game, FSU, Florida State University, is taking on New Mexico State for the regular season opener. You can win these tickets if you can be the fourth texter right now. Text me FSU and win. 437-1620, 437-1620. Text FSU and win right now for FSU tickets this Saturday, August 29th, 6 o'clock at the Dope. All right, back to the conversation about the jobs program in Escambia County. And what started to bother me about this, and Luman sometimes, he's very fast, he's very smart, he's very funny. And when he wants to say something, sometimes what he'll do is he'll talk faster and just throw a whole bunch of stuff up against the wall, hoping that a bunch of it sticks. And sometimes one part is incompatible with another part. And that's what I kept thinking about this jobs program is we're talking about kids who have no soft skills, so they need the jobs program as an educational sort of help. But they're also supposedly kids who would otherwise leave. We're trying to keep them here. Those two things don't seem to be, you know, aligned. We're talking about a jobs program that definitely employs kids and turns them, at least some of them, into full-time employees. But why is that the best jobs program? Why couldn't there be a jobs program to help place them in internships? You know, it can be for disadvantaged youth. It could be in conjunction with the Escambia Children's Trust. Remember, the funding actually for the last year came from the Children's Trust money. That money's going away next year, by the way. At least it could, because the change in the state regulations made it so that the Escambia Children's Trust doesn't lose the TIF money to the county. So that whole deal, I think, is going to have changed. But, you know, we'll see how that plays out. Anyway, Lumen is going to go on and talk about the value of the jobs program.
Candidly, we talk about job creation with our partners. This is by far the greatest job development program that I've seen in this county.
And again, I think from the just what we see perspective, it's good. I just wonder what's better out there and what cost is there to other opportunities for spending that money.
Talk about, I know the city council will hear, you know, the opportunity of curfews and those type of things, these young people, because we give them constructive things to do, we reward them with that. They're not out shooting, they're not out killing, they are finding their self-worth, and so I appreciate those that invested.
And again, you see the tension here, that if we're talking about students who would otherwise go move away and get jobs elsewhere, but they're the same kids that if the county doesn't employ them, they're going to be out on the streets shooting and killing each other. I'm not sure that's the same population group, but could that be done through private enterprise? Could that be done through promoting, for example, you know, job training for ST Engineering or training for welding or training for any of the things that George Stone has? I don't know why it has to uniquely be a summer internship program at the county that accomplishes this stuff. But we'll say, and I don't want to make sure I don't go without saying it multiple times, I'm sure that for the county employees who are mentoring these kids, it's very rewarding for them. I'm sure that for a lot of these kids, it's a very good program or useful. It's just a question of, you know, what else is out there. And he's said before, and I think this is troublesome, that it's no good if we fund it this year and don't fund it next year because these kids need to come back to the program. Well, if we're job training them and preparing them to go get jobs, we should definitely not be taking the same kids back a second or a third time. We should have them in. They should get what they need. They have an experience. They have a reference. They've made relationships. They learned soft skills. Now go get regular jobs and let another group of kids, another batch of kids come in to get this wonderful program. And if it is so wonderful. So like I said, I know this makes me sound like the angry old man. You know, how dare you criticize a program that's good for these kids? Well, often the job of somebody in my position is to ask questions about a story that sounds very good. And, you know, maybe it is. Maybe it's not. Or maybe there's something better or some alternative that we're missing out on. 821 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you need that next vehicle, Frontier Motors is a great selection, good quality, almost new, but yes, used. One owner, maybe two owners. Cars that are, you know, 10 to 30 or 40,000 miles. A lot of cars are going to be 1, 2, 3 years young. The late model cars, they warranty all those to 100,000 miles or 10 years, whichever comes first. That's what we bought, was a 12,000-mile, one-year-old Honda Odyssey that came in off of an auction. They bought it in Orlando. And it was a pre-owned certified from the Honda dealership. They couldn't sell it. They put it to auction. We got a smoking deal on exactly the car we wanted when we were not trying to buy a car. We were just trying to test drive a car to make sure that's exactly what we wanted. And it turned out, oh, yeah, you know, we're definitely going to buy this in 6 months. Well, do you want to look at a price? Well, no, we're not really. You sure you don't want to look at a price? Fine. I guess, you know, we came and drove. Oh, that's a pretty good price. Can you come down a little bit? We can. Can you give me a day? Sure. Can you come down a little bit more? I called him back the next day. We can. Can we buy it? Like, that was how easy it was for us to buy a car that we were not intending to buy, but just trying to make sure it's what we wanted to buy when we did need to replace our current vehicle. And it was exactly what we were looking for, you know, because they had it exactly, I mean, a great price, and they treated us so well. That's why I literally came back to the office and said, Jeff, my sales manager, can I do ads for Frontier? Because they're great. He's like, sure, we can figure that out. So I've been doing them ever since. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for 29 years behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
This is Pastor Carl Gallups of the Hickory Hammock Baptist Church in Milton, Florida. Are you and your family looking for a church that when Sunday morning rolls around, you can say, oh, good, it's time to go to church? Well, let me invite you to consider worshiping with us at Hickory Hammock Baptist Church, where multiplied hundreds of people say these very words every Sunday. We are doctrinally sound, featuring the exaltation of Jesus Christ and the clear contextual preaching of the Bible. And the Bible is made relevant and exciting. You're convicted, challenged, encouraged, and uplifted at the same time. We have premier youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, Bible studies, and missions outreach. We have a team of pastoral counselors offering guidance for your Christian and family life. You can find out everything you'd want to know about us on our huge and highly interactive website at hickoryhammockbaptist.org. Let me give you an open invitation to worship at Hickory Hammock Baptist Church this Sunday morning. And then the next Sunday, you'll say, oh good, it's time to go to church. I kid you not, regular members and even first-time guests say it every single Sunday.
When I hit my 50s, I felt like things were slowing down.
This is Sandra's Metamucil story.
I started taking Metamucil for digestion, but had no idea it would impact so much more. Not only did Metamucil help me feel more regular, but my heart health saw the benefits too.
Metamucil, one simple routine, four health benefits. Digestive health starts here. Go to Metamucil.com for more details.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us on Friday at 9:30 with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, and hear from community leaders and how Sunny's Barbecue has built a strong Pensacola for 40 years. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sunny that Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Is your business, church organization, civic group, school, or other nonprofit organization having a fundraiser or other community event? Let News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 help you spread the word. Send us your information to be presented on our Here's What's Happening weekly announcements. We look forward to hearing from you. Submit your events at newsradio923.com.
You don't need another money hack. You need a plan. Dave Ramsey, weeknights at 7 on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
There is no such thing as natural beauty.
Yes, I've made my mistakes. But listen and understand. My mistakes are no worse than yours. Just because I'm a woman. So when you look at me, don't feel sorry for yourself.
Ah, man, there's some
just
great lines.
All the shame you might have brought somebody else. Just let me tell you this, then we'll both know where we stand. My mistakes are no worse than yours, just because I'm a woman.
Oh, man, what a treasure. What a loss. What a life. What an amazing woman who... You can't say too many superlatives about Dolly Parton. Widely loved. Maybe, as some people said, the last American that everybody loves. And seriously, if you have a problem with Dolly, I mean, you know, you have the problem, literally. PJ has traffic on the fives.
There is a vehicle fire, I-10 westbound, just before you get to State Road 87 in Milton. Use caution through that area. Also have a vehicle crash and injuries in Roblox, Gulf Beach Highway at Jamaica Street. Another vehicle crash in Roblox, Pine Forest Road at 9 Mile. And then a vehicle crash at Ryan Parker Boulevard at Navarre Parkway. We've been working on this one all morning. Roadway is blocked. It's going to take a while to clean up. I'm PJ through traffic on the fives.
What are y'all doing out there? I mean, good Lord. All right. President Trump says that because of the trade friction with Canada, he wants to rename Lake Ontario. You want to take a stab at what he wants to rename it to? I give you one guess.
Lake of America?
Lake America. That's right. On Trump Social, that's what I call it, he says, the United States is giving serious consideration to changing the name of Lake Ontario to Lake America in that we don't expect to be doing much business with Ontario any longer. Thank you for your I give up. I mean, you know, there's only so much nuttiness I can endure. Shortly afterward, he denied rumors that he was going to try to interfere with Canadians speaking French. I would never interfere with Canadians speaking French. In fact, I would never even have thought of doing such a stupid thing. But you don't know what's in the range, man. Like, there's nothing that's too stupid to consider. He's willing to do anything. So, you can't make up lies because you don't even know what's beyond the pale of possibility. He says, this lie was made up by a weak and ineffective prime minister in an attempt to gain political support, which he has totally lost from the people of Quebec. I love French Canadians. I just don't want to name a lake after the Indian tribe that it was named for, not the city, which actually came later. But the meaning of Ontario is Lake of Shining Waters, so it's literally Lake of Shining Lakeness, which is kind of funny to me. Yeah, it's been other names in the past. The Indian name is Nigani Gichigami. I came really close. Nigani Gichigami is the Anishinaabe woman Ojibwe word for Lake Ontario. I'm done with this story. I can't do any more. All right, let's see. David Wayne is out today. We got Steve in the newsroom with a headline or two for us. Steve?
Well, two people died from measles in Pennsylvania, marking the state's first measles-related deaths in 35 years. The Pennsylvania Department of Health says both victims are unvaccinated, but is withholding their identities for privacy reasons. The Lizzie Classy trial continues today in Massachusetts. The judge expects this to be, this is the final day of testimony, with closing arguments beginning tomorrow. Mountain Dew fans, by the way, they can now smell like their favorite soda, because men's grooming company has teamed up with Mountain Dew for a line of products. My question is, why don't you just pour the soda on if you want to smell like a Mountain
Dew? Oh, gross. So sticky, nasty. Yeah. Yeah. Steve, what a terrible idea. The real good idea is to just smell like it.
Yeah. By pouring other stuff on you.
Somebody texts in. Thanks, Steve. Somebody texts in. I know what we should call it. Don't call it Lake of America or Lake America. Call it Lake Amerique. Well, that'd be Locke, I think, right? Either way.
News. I'm Therese Crowley. Honoring an American national treasure with flags and half staff, and Dolly Parton's final request after the country music legend lost a brief battle with cancer.
Dolly called me and said she wants to rest in a beautiful bed of plush cotton, because after a life wearing heavy rhinestones, she finally deserves to be comfortable and have some rest.
Dolly asked her nephew Brian Seaver to make the announcement with a small private funeral, and fans asked to donate to her Imagination Library of Global Book Gifting for Kids. President Trump's backing lifted Senator Darlene Graham's victory over Congressman Ralph Norman to replace her late brother Lindsey Graham on South Carolina's general election ballot by just 18,000 votes, facing Democrat Annie Andrews in November. And Meta has settled its social media harm lawsuit from 29 states who say it designed Insta and Facebook to addict kids. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 8:31 right now, 81 degrees and sunny. I'm Steve Taylor in for David Wayne on News Radio 92.3. Well, looks like Visit Pensacola is saying tourism is remaining strong through the spring and early summer, despite challenges in some of the markets. Nicole Stacy with Visit Pensacola says the organization is closely watching the Canadian snowbird market as Pensacola attempts to remain steady. She says the tourism development tax collections increased 7.6% from April through June compared with the same period last year, and that's the efforts behind the tourist-friendly events. That's what's keeping those numbers climbing.
We like to participate with the Perdido Key Chamber. They do their hoot nannies out on the key. The Santa Rosa Island Authority and the Pensacola Beach Chamber, they always do their Snowbird Beach Bash. We will fully participate in that. And then as a whole, Visit Pensacola, we love to do our Winter Escape Savings Card. And that's an opportunity for our local businesses to get involved and offer any kind of deal that they would like, whether it be buy one, get one, or a free appetizer, or a free entry to one of our museums.
Well, it looks like a Visit to Pensacola is targeting some key markets across the southeast, along with some cities, with direct flights to Pensacola, including Denver. She says the organization is using visitor and spending data to adjust its marketing approach. A $100,000 donation from Sandy Sensing Dealerships are going to support some local families facing childhood cancer and fund research through the Rally Foundation for Childhood Cancer Research Gulf Coast. During yesterday's presentation in Pensacola, Rally kid Rupi and her mother Lita were among those attending. Rally Development Manager Jessica Sidario told News Radio.
One of the really special things about the check presentation yesterday was Rally kid Rupi was present with her mom Lita. And Rally kid Rupi is a really great example of how the dollars here on the Gulf Coast are making a great impact. She had exhausted all her possibilities for treatment and was able to be connected with a trial treatment. And ultimately, at this time, she is beating cancer.
Rally says stories like hers show why continued research is so important. The donation is going to help provide family assistance while supporting research aimed at developing safer, more effective treatments for the children who have cancer. Let's check our forecast from Channel 3.
This is meteorologist Brooke Richardson with your first morning weather update. We do have a 40% chance of those pop-up showers and thunderstorms today. Temperatures near 91 degrees for your high, overnight dropping near 77. For Thursday, 70% chance of those showers and thunderstorms, high near 89. Thursday night, temperatures dropping near 75. Going into Friday, 50% chance of those showers and thunderstorms, high near 88 degrees. And Friday night, temperatures dropping near 74. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Morning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
Thanks, Brooke. Right now, let's check in with PJ for traffic on the fives.
Travis brought to you by Anderson Subaru. Taking a look at the big board, there is a vehicle fire I-10 westbound just before State Road 87 in Milton. Use caution there. Also have a vehicle crash in Roblox Pine Forest Road at 9 Mile. A vehicle crash with injuries in Roblox Gulf Beach Highway at Jamaica Street. And then finally, a vehicle crash Orion Parker Boulevard at Navarre Parkway. Roadway's blocked. They've been working on that one all morning, so just be aware of that. Use caution. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks, PJ. Right now, 81 degrees with a lot of sunshine in Pensacola. It's 80 in Gulf Breeze and 82 in Milton at 8:35. The next news is coming up at 9. Breaking news, of course, happens anytime. And now let's check out what's happening on Wall Street. This is Your Money Now on News Radio 92.3. SpaceX is building a $100 billion campus on the Louisiana coastline. The company says the spaceport is going to be designed to support thousands of launches annually. There'll be 5 launch complexes, each with 2 launch pads. It'll create 3,000 new jobs over the next 10 years, and they're promising annual salaries is starting about $92,000, and the construction starts next year. At the opening bell, looks like the Dow Jones is down 84 points to 53,493. NASDAQ is down 15 points, 26,135. S&P 500 down 5, almost 6 points at 7,671. I'm Steve Taylor for News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
When you were 18, you spent your spring break in Cancun. The party was legendary, and you speak of it often, even though you don't remember half of it. The geeky kid who sat across from you in math class stayed home, practicing calculus. You made fun of her. A lot. That is, until last year, when you owed the IRS a lot of money and called the certified public accountants at Benakis & Associates. And she answered the phone. Who's laughing now? The number crunchers at Benakis & Associates live and breathe accounting and tax preparation. It's practically in their DNA. When you need to know what the heck a Form 656-PPV is, call Benakis & Associates. When you need a QuickBooks Pro advisor, call Benakis & Associates. When you need someone who practices long division for fun, call Benakis & Associates. Now in the historic district on 120 South Alkanes and online at flacpas.com. Benakis & Associates. Leave the numbers to the experts.
Summer is here, and Prim and Popper is ready. From officially licensed Blue Angels and U.S. Navy merchandise to custom engraving and branded promotional products, they do it all right here in Gulf Breeze. Shopping for yourself, buying a gift, or putting your logo on something your customers will actually keep? Go see them. Visit primandproper.com or stop by their shop in Gulf Breeze, located in the heart of Proper on the way to Pensacola Beach. Prim and Proper, officially licensed, locally loved.
This is a statement from the National Weather Service.
September 2020. The National Hurricane Center predicted Hurricane Sally would come ashore in Mississippi.
A hurricane warning has now been issued.
But then, Sally made a right turn and surprised us by coming ashore here with a destructive power we have not seen since Hurricane Ivan, which is why you should keep your radio on News Radio 92.3 for all the latest watches, warnings, and full team coverage should the storm make that unexpected change of course. News Radio 92.3.
The primary election is over.
If you're looking at the city of Pensacola mayor race, D.C. Reeves has 51% of the vote. Alicia Trawick has 21% of the vote.
News Radio 92.3 full team coverage with Chris and Austin provided up-to-the-minute local and state election results.
I'm so happy to welcome David Williams into the show. Hey, David, how you doing tonight?
Oh, I'm doing fine.
I'm looking at your numbers. You have 59.12% of the vote.
News Radio 92.3.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot.
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore.
goodbye.
All right, I told you yesterday that I had a story I was going to tell you that had to do with a slightly different topic, a frivolous topic, and I'm going to tell you, just we're going to save it for a minute. The question for the day is sort of it's a little bit of an overlap from yesterday, which is when you get squeezed out of the jar of the condiment, like ranch dressing, for example, okay, or the mustard or ketchup or, you know, whatever it is, how thorough are you about getting the last of it out of there? Like, what do you do with what's left in the jar? Do you spatula? Do you just turn it up and let it gravity do its work and then squeeze? Do you do something more aggressive? 437-1620. I was talking to my dad one time about this, and he said what he used to do and still does is he'll add a little bit of water to the ketchup and swill it around so that you can get that last little bit, you know, of ketchup leavings, and you don't waste them like PJ the billionaire over here is always throwing stuff out. So, you know, do you do anything to get the last bit of condiment out of the squeeze jar or whatever the case may be? 437-1620, 437-1620. I'm just kind of curious how you're going to answer. I have a story. You probably will not believe me when I tell you the story, but I will maybe put a video online so I can prove that it's true about this exact topic. But PJ, based on yesterday's answer, I would guess that your answer is no, I squeeze it until it's too much work and I throw it out. All right, come on. What do you do?
So first of all, is this just ketchup or is it mayo too? And other things?
So mayo is, I mean, mayo does come in a squeeze, but I'm thinking mayo has the jar more. I'm thinking of particularly of squeeze condiments like salad dressing is the one that's actually better an answer than mayo or better than ketchup and mustard is because it's expensive. Like, you know, Kraft Ranch is pretty expensive. Good salad dressing is expensive. So What's your approach?
Well, I was going to answer the ketchup one.
Oh, all right, so, fair enough. Go ahead.
So I squeeze it until I can squeeze it no more.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And then actually, as long as it's got the twist top to the ketchup, I'll take that off and then I'll shake it even more.
You pound it on the counter to get it to go all the way to the bottom. And then do you upend it and let it sit for a little while, like in a mug or something, so that it all drains down and then you squeeze that last bit out too?
Well, at a certain point, we'll flip it upside down anyway.
Yep.
So it has to all drain down.
Which, by the way, side note, I am completely opposed to the upended ketchup dispenser. The one where you just basically lift it up and squeeze it because it's got the aperture at the bottom. I hate those because you either get nothing or 5 pounds.
Yeah.
there's no getting just a little dab of it. Okay, so you do. So
with ketchup, I try to get every ounce of it.
As much of it as you can. Do you stick your finger up inside to get some?
No.
Barbecue sauce, you just let it go?
Yeah.
Okay, spatula up inside?
My mom has done that.
Yeah.
I don't do it.
You don't do it. Okay. But you don't add water to dilute it to keep. You don't.
That would make it change the texture.
I agree. I didn't understand my dad's approach on that, but, you know, whatever. You know, he's a different generation. 437-1620, 437-1620. What is your end-of-the-bottle condiment strategy if you have one? And I will tell you in advance, there is a little bit of inconsistency for me on this, but I think it's largely tied to how expensive the condiment is because ketchup is cheap. I mean, a giant bottle of like a 64-ouncer of ketchup at Walmart is what, like $2.50, you know?
Yeah, but are you going Heinz, Hunt's, or Great Value?
No, cheap brand. My wife is the only one who's a snob about ketchup.
Okay.
She's got to have the Heinz, but that has to do with really more going with her burgers and fries at McDonald's. She wants Heinz ketchup. Mm. Same thing for mustard. Cheapest mustard possible. I don't care. It's 70 cents. It's fine. You know, so I don't lose any sleep over the mustard left in the jar. I will upend it, and I will bang on the counter a little bit to get it all down to the one end. But I don't go out of my way.
Mm-hmm.
That, to me, is that's mild intervention. The one that will blow your mind, I'll tell you in just a minute, 437-1620. Let's see, where are we? That's a Trump comment. That's later. Somebody says it depends on whether or not there's a backup loaded and ready to go in a cabinet. Oh, that good point. If this is the end of your supply and you need it, well, there's no length to which you will not go because, you know, you don't want to have the sub that's only got a little bit of mustard on it, right?
Unless you have the ketchup packets that you've taken from the restaurant.
Oh, many a time, my friend. We're speaking the same language. The side drawer with all the packets that usually go bad before you use them, but you feel bad throwing them out until they're terrible, you know, and yes, many a time. Hey, who used the last of the mustard? Not me. Okay, so somebody broke in and stole the last of the mustard, didn't put it on the list. great. Now I got to see if I got, you know, two mustard packets in the cabinet.
I think the same thief came to our house.
That's right. That's right. The only thing that I consistently have a lot of is hot sauce packets. If I've been to like Popeyes, you know, recently, mm-hmm. These do not go bad. I will use them as Taco Bell packets because that's the best. Anyway, okay. So back to the point. Yeah, no, that's a good point. If you don't have one in the cabinet as a backup, then this person, the Dan says, then if there is one, I throw it away like I'm rich. And if there's not, I use centrifugal force for like 30 minutes to try to get the last little bit out. Oh, that's funny. Somebody says, my dad would mix milk with ranch and shake it up to get the dregs out. It was so runny, I couldn't wrap my head around it. See, that's my thought is, when you squeeze a ketchup and you haven't shaken it properly, the first bit that you get out is the ketchup water.
Yeah.
And that strategy of putting water in to get the last bit is just ketchup water. That doesn't solve anything. If you put that on a bun, all it does is make the bun soggy, and you don't get enough flavor, and the texture's all wrong, and it looks terrible. So I don't really grasp that approach to things. Let's see. Catherine says, we have six kids. Good for you. That's a good start. We have six kids. We are cutting the bottom off and raking it out like rich women do with their expensive lotion. Oh, these are my people. I'll tell you in a second. Okay, PJ has traffic on the fives.
There is a vehicle fire I-10 westbound just before you get to State Road 87. Use caution there. Also, I have a brand new disabled vehicle on the roadway, I-10 westbound, right near Avalon Boulevard. Disabled semi block in the right lane. Use caution there. Also, have a vehicle crash and roadblock, Pine Forest Road at 9 Mile. A vehicle crash with injuries and roadblock, Gulf Beach Highway at Jamaica Street. And then finally, a vehicle crash at Ryan Parker Boulevard at Navarre Parkway. Roadway's blocked. I'm PJ with your traffic on the five.
437-1620. Tell me your condiment story. What do you do at the end of the condiment bottle? If anything, do you throw it out? Do you upend it? Do you bang it on the counter? Do you reach in there with a finger or a spoon or a spatula or something else? I'll tell you my story in just a second. You'll like it. Meanwhile, if you're thinking about buying or selling a home, Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty, they're really good at this, and you can benefit from that knowledge and experience. Now, they sold 4 homes a week last year on average, 206 for the year, which is pretty amazing. And that's experience you benefit from, for knowing how to price, to stage, to photograph, to list, to open house, to follow up from the open house, to, you know, what to do in the contract to make sure to avoid the problems before they're problems, and then how to solve the problems, because you've solved a lot of problems before if they're novel ones that come up. And even to deal with difficult situations like, you know, an estate sale. Well, the inheritors may not always agree. How do you solve that? Divorce, it's terrible, but it does happen. And if you don't agree enough to make the marriage work, how are you likely to agree enough to make the sale of the home work, right? Like, so those are things that she encountered, did them well as she could, and then deliberately goes to get professional training on those specific issues so that she has a team that's capable to do all that stuff. And so just, you know, I'm not saying you have to choose her. Don't choose her based on me saying so. Just call her and have a meeting, and then you can decide for yourself. I mean, it's thousands of dollars in a big life investment. You want to make sure you get a good realtor so you get a good deal and you get the deal done. 786-3996 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty. All right. I'm going to tell you a story. It's already sort of been told by Catherine. I appreciate that, Catherine. But I'm going to tell you a story about Andrew McKay that is going to make you either think very highly of me or very lowly of me. Or maybe you just be like, you know, he is an absolute nut. So here goes. I get very irritated at the thick condiments that are expensive, that are delivered in a container that, in my opinion, is designed to withhold them from me. And the classic example of this to me is Kraft Ranch. Kraft Ranch is the bomb. It is phenomenal. And yet it is delivered in a package where there is, let's say, what is a container of ranch, like 12 ounces? I'm not even sure now that I say it. It's got to be about that, right?
Probably.
Let's say. I can't remember right now. Let's say it's 12 ounces. Well, after you have squeezed it all out, it's at least an ounce left. Like, a serving is left. And I know the people who say that if I have it in the, you know, if I have another one, I'll just go to that one. I get that, but I get angry. And so here's what I used to do is I'd, you know, open up the top and put a knife. But the stuff that's in the neck is not what you're looking for. That's piddly, barely anything. It's the stuff that's down in the body that's so thick that it won't disadhere. I made it up, but it's okay. It won't disadhere from the container. You pound on the, and pounding won't solve this. It's too thick. And I have been known in the past to try to, but the spatula is too big. Or, you know, the finger, because it's for my salad, who cares? But that still only gets the neck. So one day I thought, there's a whole container here that I don't have access to. And I'll tell you how I did it the first time. I went and got the tin snips.
Went out to the garage and
I went out because tin snips are very robust scissors, right?
Mm-hmm.
I got tin snips and I cut the bottle in half. It's pretty, it's flimsy, but not like cheap bottled water flimsy. It's still pretty thick. I mean, it's that HDPE plastic, right? So I literally cut the thing in half, and I was amazed how much was left in there. It was a lot. It was enough for a whole salad. And I got my little spatula out, and I kept shoveling it out of there. Good Lord, this is better than the cookie dough and the cake batter on the in the mixing bowl. This is a lot. And then I thought, but I don't really want to use the tin snips. They're not super sanitary. I got to go to the garage. That's not great. So what I currently do, and I'll tell you, I should maybe make a video because it is a little bit hilarious. We have Ginsu knives. Ginsu knives are the best. Those little steak knives, the black handle ones.
Now who's rich?
Yeah. Well, no. We got these because we started our Ginsu habit with going to see somebody wanted to come demonstrate a vacuum cleaner. Kirby, which we did, and then he gave us knives. I'm like, oh, these are fantastic. And so you can buy them online, and they're not very expensive, but they are the best steak knives, and they're super durable and super sharp. Anyway, we wound up buying a used Kirby after that. Kirby's the bomb. That's a different conversation. The Ginsu knife is the perfect tool. So it's sawing through the sideways of the Kraft Ranch bottle. And everybody in my home has seen me do this, and they think I'm crazy, and then I show them how much is in there, like, oh. You're still crazy. Okay, so there you go. That's what I do. And I love that Catherine says, this is like what people, rich women, do with their expensive lotion. And I thought, oh, I mean, they're probably not doing it with the Ginsu knife, but whatever. Somebody here says, I'll use the last bit of Dijon mustard and add ingredients to make salad dressing. Otherwise, with a squeeze bottle, I turn it upside down. Yeah, that's creative. If you have something that's like a minor ingredient in something else and you can turn the bottle itself into the mixing, I kind of like that. But I will stick with my Ginsu, and if you ever come to my house and go through the recycling, you know, you'll find occasionally the cut in half with a Ginsu knife bottle of, I sometimes do it with barbecue sauce too, but only the good stuff. It's 8:51 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay.
Building-related illnesses. We get a lot of calls for this. Who do you know that is sick from the building they're in? Hi, this is Todd with Gulf Coast Air Care. Building-related illness symptoms include coughing, sneezing, headaches, itchy, watery eyes, and a host of breathing problems. At Gulf Coast Air Care, we have the solution. We can inspect, clean, and treat your AC system so you'll feel great. If you have dust issues or health problems that you feel are related to your home or office building, you should give us a call. We'll share the tips and secrets you need to know for a comfortable, healthy indoor environment. Gulf Coast Air Care is at 850-934-2768. Our service will extend the life of your air conditioner, and your system will be much more energy efficient too. Let us help you by cleaning the most neglected system in your home or workplace. At Gulf Coast Air Care, we take pride in the certifications and the licenses that we hold. If you want the best quality and award-winning customer service, you can find us on the web at GulfCoastAirCare.com.
Edit, Sarah.
Serious cleaning, Gulf Coast Air Care.
Sportsman's Night Out is back September 17th at the Pensacola Bay Center featuring bass fishing legend Hank Parker. Tickets are only $10 and can win you prizes like hunting trips, weapons, a brand new camper, a tractor, four-wheeler, a brand new car, and so much more. Brought to you by partners like Carpenter's Campers, Parrish Tractor, Benton's Auto Trim, Sandy Sansing Automotive, and Marcus Point Baptist Church. For more information, visit sportsmansnightout.com. That's Sportsman's Night Out September 17th at the Pensacola Bay Center.
The I-10 Wired TechNet CyberCoast Summit returns October 28th to Pensacola Beach. This is the Southeast's premier cybersecurity and technology conference. Get connected with top experts and explore the cutting-edge trends shaping our future. From AI to robotics to national security and healthcare tech. Discounts available for students, military, and government employees. Don't miss out. Secure your tickets today at itenwired.com.
Join Jonathan Cook from Jonathan's Flooring and Construction today at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Jonathan will be sharing his years of expertise on flooring, including insight on materials, installation, and maintenance, plus lots of great advice on home and office remodeling, including the kitchen, bath, cabinets, and more.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
You ever look at your bank account and think, okay, that could be better? Dave Ramsey, weeknights, 7 to 10, on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Seasons of my youth. I recall a box of rags that someone gave us.
Oh man, I played this one at 7:29, and it's a heartbreakingly great song. There's so many good songs. 25 number one hits for Dolly. That's amazing. And Steel Magnolias, and 9 to 5, and, you know, Best of the Whorehouse in Texas. And just that smile and that, I mean, you know, her beauty and her, let's be honest, her body, which, you know, everybody of my generation grew up knowing a lot about Dolly Parton, you know, because, I mean, but that's part of what makes her so fabulous. She's just this great icon. And, you know, I had I'd done this early on in the show, but I know that, you know, those of you who are listening at 8:54 aren't not necessarily those who were listening at, 5:10. So I want to play for you one of her songs that I think is maybe, I don't know, it's hard to say, the most poignant, but for me, it really is, and I'll share it with you in just a second. PJ has traffic on the 5.
Still working that vehicle fire, I-10 westbound, right as you approach State Road 87 in Milton. Use caution there. Also, have a disabled vehicle in the roadway, I-10 westbound, right near Avalon Boulevard. Disabled semi blocking the right lane. Use caution there. And then have a vehicle crash at Ryan Parker Boulevard at Navarre Parkway. They've been working on this all morning. Roadway's blocked. Use caution. U.S. 98 through that area. Very congested. I'm PJ with your traffic on the 5.
Thanks so much, PJ. Back to talking about Dolly Parton, who passed away at the age of 80 yesterday. And, man, I cannot imagine what her funeral is going to be like. You know, man, like, it's. I hope it's a celebration. I hope it is all kinds of performances and, you know, people celebrating her life and her charity and her help with kids and literacy and just all of it. But from a musicianship perspective, she, you know, I grew up, I'm old, I'm of an age where the I Will Always Love You was the Whitney Houston song, you know, from The Bodyguard. And that is no doubt a fantastic rendition. It is a high quality, outstanding, superlative performance. But we had recently, not that long ago, we had watched Best of the Whorehouse in Texas, and I Will Always Love You is in that movie. And I was listening to it again yesterday as a show prep, just, you know, some figuring out which songs I wanted to play. This, to me, is such a touching, it's a smaller sounding, but therefore much more intimate and meaningful. So I don't know if I'm going to play the whole thing again. I may, we'll see. But this, to me, is an unbelievable song from Dolly Parton. Bittersweet memories, that's all I am taking with me. Goodbye, please don't cry. We both know that I'm not what you you know, I'm going to run out of time here before I have a chance to finish the song, unfortunately. But to me, you know, the reason I've been playing some of these, obviously because we're celebrating her life, but I know it makes you cry. It makes me cry, too. But that's good. That's a way for us to together share the joy that her life brought, the depth and richness and wonder and laughter, and, you know, to love her even more in passing. That's healthy. That's normal. That's human. That's what's supposed to happen. And so I just, you know, God, you did a pretty good job in making this one. And thank you for the opportunity to enjoy her for all of these years. 8:59 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Today I've been talking a lot about the Navarre Beach Boardwalk Project. I have put the renderings and the plans up on our Facebook page if you want to go see them for yourself. I do encourage you, if you care about this project, to go look at the current renderings, because I think a lot of it has been... I don't know if it's been misconstrued or inaccurately understood. It might be properly understood. But just, you know, always make sure you've got the facts before you get in there and share your opinion about something. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be back tomorrow. Meg is up next with Pep Talk.
Local news every hour.